Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 442. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will show you how. At the end of the program, please mention whether you want a CD or an audio tape, either one or both, without cost to you, including the postage and handling. We have a great program for you, a very powerful one. This evening, we got some good music, Bible reading, testimonials, and commentary all the way through. Right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask God to completely, powerfully take over this program. Father, we know that in the book of Judges, there's seven times where the Hebrew children fell away from you. They fell away, and then when they cried out, when the persecution came, because you rose the persecution up for them, you created an environment for them to chasten them, because you chasten those that you love. And in this day and age, you've risen up the wicked Vatican to torment people because of their lack of faith in your only begotten Son and first begotten Son from the dead, our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible, your word says that there isn't anything that was not created by him, and all things were created for him, and he sits in the highest place in the heavens. There's a great distinction between heaven and heavens, because in the heavens is where you sit, Jesus, Father God. You are God, Lord Jesus. Lord, I ask that you show that you will not honor a mixed spirit. You will not allow persons into heaven if they're walking sometimes in you and then sometimes in their soul life, their flesh life, their former life, the life of sin. If they go back into the life of sin, you will chasten them. If they don't observe, pay any attention to your chastening, and they just harden their hearts and continue walking in sin, Lord, you will not allow them into heaven, but they shall spend eternity forever in the lake of fire. I pray, Lord God, that you open the hearts of everyone in Radio Land, and that they will ask for these programs and pass them on to people that they're having problems with, because if the people that they're having problems with receives the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, then they will become their friends. Lord, you know that we're not hating anybody. We just hate the flesh. We are our own flesh, even. And we want, Lord, everyone to walk by the Spirit. And this is what happened in the book of Judges, Father. I want everybody, I know you know these things, but I'm saying this. You want me to say this for the benefit of the people in Radio Land. That the people, after they would be chastened by you, they would cry out. This is in the book of Judges, and we see it many times in the Bible. They'd cry out to you, and you'd put your mighty hand down and revive them, save them, deliver them from their enemies. And then they were able to walk by the Spirit for a certain amount of time. Their own spirit I'm talking about, they would obey your commandments. But then they'd get fat and sassy, and then they'd start sinning again, and then they'd fall into the hands of their enemies again. Because you would create that environment for them. You'd turn them over to the devil. They love the devil so much, they don't love you. When they don't love you, they'd love the devil, is what your word says. And so you turn them over to the devil, and then when they hate what the devil is doing to them so much, they cry out to you again. And they then put their soul life, you send up a deliverer for them, and they put their soul life away, and they start walking according to the Spirit. And then you send the deliverer, and then they're happy again. And then they live keeping your commandments. Again, this happened seven times in the book of Judges alone. It's happened many other times in your word. Father, we ask that people will realize that the things that are happening to them in this world, they deserve. You are a God that wants people to go to heaven and not to hell. And you love them, and you show them, but if they don't keep your commandments, it's for sure. There's going to be a lot of sickness, disease, infirmities. There's going to be earthquakes, tsunamis, whirlwinds. There's going to be typhoons and tornadoes. There's going to be heavy winds. Lord, there's going to be every kind of sickness and disease. There's going to be all kinds of plagues. You mentioned the different ones, and even meteorites coming out from heaven will fall upon this earth, and hail. Lord, I pray that people receive what you have to say to them this evening, that their souls might be saved, and that the church will receive it and stop being lukewarm, for it bit them out of your mouth. Lord, that I pray that they'll be saved. You said the first will be last. This is the old-time Christians. They'll be last. They'll go to hell, the lake of fire. But the new ones that are coming in with all this zeal will be first. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Lord, I ask that you'll do this and destroy, rebuke Satan, Father God, in everybody's life that is your servant. Rebuke, Lord, the devil that's just stacking things up against your church, your true church, the body of Christ, the born-again Christians throughout the world. Lord, that you make a way with it. Where I know that there is a way, you are the way, you are the truth, you're the life. Lord, do it. God, in Jesus' name, and everyone says, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And now, you know, J.D. Sumner, who I played him a couple of his songs yesterday, and I'm going to play a couple of more tonight. The first one will be, and J.D., I think, wrote this one. He wrote the one last night, the other two, on his CD. He wrote all but one of the songs. And this one is called, and we need to do it. We need to hold on to God's unchangeable hand, his unchanging hand. Hold on to the hand of the hand. Amen?
Amen.
Who did what? Who created the heavens and earth. Amen?
Amen.
Hang on to the hand of the man from Galilee. All right, so this is I'm Holding to God's Unchanging Hand, J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet.
Hold to God's unchanging hand.
praise the Lord. You know, I think that J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet were the best, you know, the cream of them all. I used to love to sing with them a lot. And I remember when Elvis died, I got a call from Ed Enoch from the Stamps Quartet. He told me he was your friend, Tony. And I was his friend also. And I was also Ed Enoch's friend and J.D.'s friend. And Buck Buckley and all the other ones. I really love those boys. All right, so, and I just pray that Ed Enoch's wife got healed, because I certainly prayed for her. All right, and we got to keep praying one for another. Amen?
Amen.
So we have a couple of testimonies right now. And where's the first one from?
From Moore Haven, Florida.
All right, what do they have to say?
To the Holy Alamo Christian Church, can you please send me a copy of your newsletter, Getting Rid of Demons, and also your literature entitled Dry Bones? I've read the Messiah book, and I loved it. I got so much out of it. Thank you. Sincerely, Richard from Moore Haven, Florida.
Praise the Lord. Now, when Elvis died, I was invited to the funeral, but Susie was on the brink of death herself. And, of course, I never was a complainer, but I know now that it's not complaining to tell the Christians the things that are going on with you. They were putting me through, you know, the Vatican or the world government. Or, you know, a lot of people don't believe that they control the world government, and I feel sorry for them when they don't believe that. But during the time that Susie was so ill, they were taking me into court. They wanted the people that we had won to the Lord. They were hippies out on the streets. And people that were sleeping on gas station toilet seats. And we won them to the Lord and got them into the body of Christ. And we taught them the Word of God and how to survive in this world. And we've gone through so much persecution. At the same time, they were... The Department of Labor wanted me to make out paychecks for it. It doesn't make any difference how many people that we are building homes for, feeding, clothing, and housing. They want us to give them a paycheck on top of that. And we were feeding them out of our restaurant where all the lot of people used to come, church people. And we had different shows there, like we had... Marty Robbins and Dolly Parton, and they'd sing gospel songs. We had Buck Owens there, and so many others. Tammy Wynette, George Jones wanted to sing, but he had a problem about showing up for some things, and I didn't want to disappoint our customers. But I wanted to go to where Elvis was. And I just never told people that Susie was as sick as she was. But I was in the hospital sitting by her. I wouldn't have never dared to leave her side at all. Because, and that's one of the doctors, Dr. Hogue at the Oral Roberts Hospital, was crying, and I said, "What's the matter with you?" He said, "I've never seen anybody, man, love a woman as much as you love Susie." And he said, "Man, you haven't left her side." And he said, "I see guys come up here, their wives are dying in the hospital, and they come up in convertibles with some young woman, and they leave them out in the car, or they bring them, let them sit outside the room, and they go in and tell their wives how much they love them, and spend maybe 5 or 10 minutes with them, and give them a little kiss and a leave a rose there, and then they go out and start laughing and giggling with this young girl, and they get in their automobiles and take off, and they're laughing as they go down." He said, "I've never seen anybody like you." I said, and then he said, "When we were wheeling her onto the elevator, there was a little bump there, and you just said, you rebuked everybody and told them to take it easy with her, and I helped lift her up into the elevator on the gurney, and, I was there all the time, and here they are trying to subpoena her while she was in a coma. They were trying to subpoena her into a court in Little Rock, Arkansas. This is the Department of Labor. Raymond A. Donovan was doing all of this. And I thought it was a friend of Ronald Reagan, so I called him and told him, look, man, you know, pull Raymond A. Donovan off of us because, you know, this guy is causing us a lot of trouble. I mean, we're just a church. And the news media was going crazy on us, saying I was America's most wanted and all kinds of baloney like that. And Ronald Reagan told me, he said, Tony, I can't do anything. You can do more than I can. He said, I'm just a puppet. And I said, a puppet of who? He said, you know who. He said, I just have to do what I'm told. And so that's just too bad that people will be puppets for the people in Rome or for anybody. I wouldn't be anybody's puppet. But I want to be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there is no separation once you've died to sin. Once you've died out to sin, then you're supposed to be walking in the you'll be walking in the Spirit of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And you're not going to let the flesh enter into this relationship that you have with the Lord now. You just can't do that because God will not honor a mixed spirit. Now, people that are separated from sin by the Spirit, they should maintain that relationship with the Lord. And they must really maintain daily the life and the attitude of Romans 6:11, considering themselves exactly what our high priest, Jesus, undertakes to do in us. Now Romans 6, attend to Romans 6:11. What does it say?
Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Okay, now you have a couple of testimonies here, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
From Ashanti, Ghana, Africa. Dear Pastor Tony, may the Most High God, whose Son is Christ our Savior, richly bless you for making your inspiring and soul-winning literature reach me. May He expand your territory and influence. It is amazing how my dirtiness has been covered and transformed into beauty since I've discovered your literature. I was covered with the ugly stains of sin, but through Christ, who I have come to know, I know my sins have been washed away. I was able to share the great gift of your literature that I received from your ministry with my family and friends, and every soul that read them is amazed. We would be so happy if you send us more of your things, which are a blessing, like literature, newsletters, Bibles, and Messiah books, to enhance our daily reading and speaking of the truth, so that we will not repeat our evil deeds again, and we will therefore share eternal happiness with our Savior Jesus when He comes to take us away. We would also like to hear your amazing voice, hence we request for your messages on CD. I hope you will do so in Jesus' name. I thank you for giving us the right map to direct us, and we will show our appreciation by sharing your literature and newsletters with other lost sheep. Yours faithfully, Sia from Ashanti, Ghana, Africa.
Praise the Lord. Make sure they get everything that they want. Do we have time for a third testimony this evening?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and read.
From Guanajuato, Mexico. Please send me Spanish Messiah books for distribution. I have been seeing a lot of souls saved because of your literature. May the Lord bless you in your work. Signed, Ricardo from Guanajuato, Mexico.
Guana, would that be Guana or Juana?
G-U-A-N.
G-U. Guana, is that Juana?
Yeah.
Well, what do you know? You're right. My mark went up for you. All right, now. So people are getting saved. It's like wildfire spreading all over the world, and it's coming right from here. We were the first in the Jesus movement. We pioneered the Jesus movement. It was out on the street with the hippies. And I thought my ministry would be to the people in the motion picture and radio and record industry, but God sent me down to the streets in Hollywood to the hippies. And what a life that was. It just seemed like it was back in the old times of Jesus. These people had long hair, and they looked like the people back in the old days, you know. And but they were in drugs and everything, and we've won thousands upon thousands of them to the Lord. And right from the get-go, we were persecuted, but the Bible says that this is good. We're to count it all joy, and we do. But the Lord wants to invade this earth with born-again Christians, people that are the kingdom of heaven. Now, the kingdom of heaven does not come with observation, because it's the Holy Spirit that enters into people and circumcises their heart, cold, hard, stony, fleshy heart, and enters into them and changes their heart. He gives everyone a new heart and a new spirit. It's just amazing the way he does that by the Holy Spirit. And then he tells us that he's not going to give us a new body, though. That body that we have is full of sin and flesh, and we have to crucify it. He says, take up the cross and follow me now. And so we have to do that. Amen? Because it's a commandment from the Lord, and we dasn't break one commandment, because if we break one, we've broken them all. He says, now deny yourself. All of you out there that accept the Lord, deny yourself. Yes, we're living in a day of credit and wantonness and luxury. And so just because you've got a credit card doesn't mean that you are anybody, that you've got that money in the bank. So many people are, they've over-purchased, they've paid more money for houses because they're attempting to keep up with the next-door neighbors. And they don't really have the money to do it, and now they're losing their homes and they're losing all their credit. And people have to deny themselves. Amen?
Amen.
You got all these supposed to be financial wizards on television telling people how to do these. They do what the Lord says. Amen? He says, deny yourself and live according to even lower than your means, if so that you be a testimony for the Lord. If you're, that's what happened to me. I lived in all the best places, and I got saved, and Susie said, we had a home up in Zuma Beach right next to Malibu. It was beautiful, overlooking the ocean, and Susie said, we have to humble ourselves, Tony. And that was hard for me to do because I owned the Beatles album. I did the promotion for Pete Best of the Beatles, the original drummer, and he had 6 Beatles albums. He says, I'll give you one if you do my promo. So I did. I took it. And worth $100 million, I've been told. But I've never sold it to this day to show people that I'm not in the ministry for money. I don't have to be in the ministry if it wasn't for myself fearing that my soul would be lost. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that my soul would be lost. I mean, I believe that. And I want that as a witness that I have a Beatles album and I have other masters that are stone cold hit smash records that are probably worth over altogether probably about a couple of $100 million. And we've been broke most of the time in the ministry until just recently we got some money in here and we put some buildings up that we sorely needed, and we did a lot of repairs around the churches throughout the country. And then we, of course, helped other people throughout the world, and we did that. And I'd love to be able to sell some of this stuff, but then I'd lose my testimony. Now, I don't want to lose my testimony, okay? So we have to deny ourselves. What I want to do is cash that Beatles album in and all these other records that I have and get that money and spread it around. But the Lord, his disciples never had any money. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I'll give it unto you. Stand up! Take up your bed and walk. Amen?
Amen.
Well, that's what I want, that power of God, okay? If I have money, I want to know that it's coming from the Lord and the Lord's people. Okay?
Amen.
You hear all these people saying, I'm giving to charity, but they don't tell what charity they're giving it to. More than likely their own charity, or it's something that you wouldn't desire. here given to the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation and all these things, that they're anti-Semitic, they're anti-Christ and everything. That's, to me, or devil worshiping, some devil worshiping cults. They leave their money to dogs. They leave more money to dogs these days. And they honor canines way more than they do children. If they even see you spanking a dog, they'll throw you in prison for up to 20 to 40 years. But if you kill a baby, a human, that's okay. You people are so vile and wicked that there just isn't words enough. But the Lord tells us that if you don't start walking by the Spirit, and we have a spirit in us, and that we have to unite our spirits with the Lord's Spirit so that we can follow Him and to be able to think straight instead of the way these maniacs in the media, in the government, and also in the Vatican are thinking. I mean, they're out-and-out maniacs. Mm-hmm. And you see this people, he's got this black guy, and he's a football player. He's got a bunch of dogs fighting. And they're thinking about giving him 40 years in the prison for letting dogs fight. And, that's a big sin today. But you can slaughter as many millions of children as you want. This goes to show that this is Satan's government.
Amen.
Now, the Lord esteems dogs as scavengers, nothings. And it's just amazing how many people follow what the Antichrist wants them to follow. It's nothing to brutalize a human being. They've murdered hundreds of millions of them in other countries. This is the media condones it, the world government, and the world troops, which are our sons and daughters here. They're bombing millions of people, men, women, and little children. And there's just no sympathy unto them whatsoever. So King Solomon said he saw the place where there's supposed to be justice, and it was evil. Amen?
Amen.
The courts, the judges, and all this evil, wicked world government. Then he saw the place where there's supposed to be righteousness, and it's wicked there, these different churches. And they do such smear campaigns on people. I saw some of the stuff they did on me, and I'm telling you, I got scared of myself. I just said, wow, that guy is really bad. And it was a bunch of stuff that I had never done, and it was on major news media all over the country, and I thought, no wonder people are afraid of us. But all it is a smear campaign. It's persecution and prosecution that the Lord said that we would endure. He said, if I went through it, you're going to go through it as my disciple. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so we need to learn to walk in the Spirit. We have a Spirit, and God is the Spirit, and those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Our spirit has to be the one, so we have to put our soul away. The Lord wants to combine for our spirit to become so strong that our soul begins doing what the spirit is influencing the soul to do, and is also influencing our flesh to do. Our flesh, our soul, our flesh life, our former life must be crucified. Now we're going to start reading from the third chapter of Judges, Sharon will. And this is just exactly what's happening here. These people, for a while, walk according to the Spirit. They start following the Lord Jesus Christ. Then they start sinning, and they're walking by their soul or their flesh life. They do their own thing, so to speak. And that's what I'm preaching about here. So go ahead, Sharon, chapter 3. Judges.
Now these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan.
Okay, they didn't put all the Canaanites out. They didn't destroy them or run them out of Canaan land, and therefore the Lord left them in there to, as enemies to them, that if they got out of line with God. And so, go on.
only that the generations of the children of Israel might know to teach them war, at the least such as before knew nothing thereof, namely five lords of the Philistines and all the Canaanites and the Sidonians.
Okay, the Philistines are their enemies to this day. The Canaanites, and then who else?
The Sidonians.
Okay.
And the Hivites, and that dwell in Mount Lebanon, from Mount Baal Hermon unto the entering in of Hamath. And they were to prove Israel by them, to know whether they would hearken unto the commandments of the Lord.
Yeah, God tests people, you know. God wants to know if they're going to walk according. You're going to walk according to the commandments of the Lord. Or if you're going to be influenced by the world government, its cult leader, and the media, who is also part of the cult. Now, it isn't just Rome that is the cult. It's the media, government and the media. And what they do is they will rise up different small groups that look insignificant, and they look that they are not capable of causing any trouble. And they use these people. They'll stack up former lives, like they love to put me in prison so they could call me for a supposed taxing. We were totally tax exempt, according to the, well, it's supposed to be United States government. And yet they said that I cheated the money out of taxes. Everything I had, I spent on the people in the church and on the ministry.
Amen.
Amen. So, and then, so it was a railroad job, and a lot of judges have already apologized to me. They said, if I would have known who you really were back then, I would have never come against you. A lot of the lawyers say the same thing. They say, you were railroaded. I said, like, I don't know it. I know that I was railroaded into prison. They gave me a 6-year sentence, and I was totally innocent, and they, no, I'm not the only one. You know, I'm not saying I'm the only one. I'm not complaining either, because I count it all joy that I was considered worthy to go through some of the persecution that Jesus went through. To me, it's an honor. And I feel honored to be part of the well-known biblical jailbirds. We have a jailbird club. Jesus was in jail, and the prophets were in jail, and the apostles were in jail. They were also killed, and I'm also willing to be killed for the gospel, to go to the cross, to the death, or to be burned to the stake by this bunch of evil people. And what a great testimony that was. Nobody's going to go to the cross, to the death, or to be put in prison and continue preaching this gospel unless they really believe and unless they really see. Now, I saw Jesus appeared in front of me with my eyes wide open, and I saw him, and I've seen many visions, and the things that he showed me came to pass. So I know it was the Lord, and the same things that I've seen was shown also to the prophet Daniel, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw the Antichrist, the beast, this dreadful-looking monster that was coming after me, but he was easily defeated because I just said, the blood of Jesus is against you, and it went away immediately. It was the most dreadful-looking thing I'd ever seen. Well, Sharon, let's continue on in the third chapter of Judges.
And they were to prove Israel by them, to know whether they would hearken unto the commandments of the Lord, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. And the children of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, Hittites,
and these were all the bad people, and that's what we're doing today. We're living around a bunch of Muslims, which is also a division of the Catholic and the world government and the media cult. These three are cult, and they all, the Bible says, are led by the spirit of Satan. The spirit of the devil is in them. They are the devil people, and that's why they're after me so much, is because it looks like I'm one of the only ones in the whole world that is standing against this monster, against the God of this earth.
Amen.
All right? This is the God, the one that the people on this earth are worshiping. They send their sons and daughters to war, and they kill them, and then they say, I just love my son, and all this. If you loved him so much, why didn't you stand up and not let him go? All right?
Amen.
The Lord is not honoring you or your sons or daughters, if they're going to fight against countries that didn't do anything wrong, they didn't have any weapons of mass destruction. Amen?
Amen.
And of course, people are preparing for war because of the fact that they know that this Vatican has got us coming up against them. Even a rat, if you corner a rat in a corner with a broom, he's going to come out fighting you. Amen?
Amen?
Because people fight for their life. What do you think? What do you think that these people will do when they see you murdering people's men, the women and the children, their wives, their husbands, their sons, their daughters, their grandmothers and their grandfathers? Now do you know why they're after me? Now do you know why they want to make me look like a cult? This cult in Rome and this one world government and media says if you don't join the Catholic cult, this Satan's machine, that you're going to go to hell. If you believe that, then you really are going to hell, because that's for sure. If you believe in that, you're going to hell.
Amen.
And the lake of fire. All right, then go ahead, Sharon.
And Perizzites and Hivites and Jebusites.
Yeah, all these are the wrong. We got all them kind of people around us today. Even more wicked. The Bible says we're living in the most wicked of times. Okay, then what?
And they took their daughters to be their wives and gave their daughters to
their sons. They're marrying the Shiksas. The Jews were marrying Shiksas. You know what a Shiksa is? I'm Jewish. My real name is Bernie Lazar Hoffman. Changed my name to Tony Aloma when I was in the entertainment industry. I'm a Jew. Okay? And that's another reason they're against me. Remember these krauts burned 6 million of us in the ovens, and here Jews in Israel are still sitting down at the table and negotiating with them. If you're really of the Lord, you don't negotiate with Satan. Amen?
Amen.
The cards are on the table, boys. This is the way it is. You either go with God or we have nothing to do with you. Amen?
Amen.
We can't be joining false religions with the Salvationists. They don't mix any more than, even less than oil and water. All right? Go ahead.
And gave their daughters to their sons and served their gods. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord.
Yeah, the Bible says, be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. We're not even allowed, you know, Solomon was not allowed to marry other, to marry Shiksas. Right? He wasn't, but he took a bunch of Shiksas in. Yeah, and then he wound up worshiping their gods. And here he was, the wisest man in the world, and the Lord says that the Shiksas are very dangerous, or to be unevenly yoked with unbelievers, or to be yoked with the Antichrist government, its cult in Rome, in part of the cult, and the media. To believe this is to be Antichrist, okay? And no Antichrist is going to enter, or anti-God, or anti-Christian, true Christian, is going to enter the kingdom of heaven. And these people are saying that the Catholic, this cult was the first church. They never were a church. Never. It's always been us Jews. You're either a Jew or a spiritual Jew. And if you're Shiksas, and if you're Goyim, if you happen to be one of the nations other than Israel, you can become a spiritual Jew when you come to Christ, because Christ is the world's greatest Jew. God is the God of only the Jews. You have to become a Jew to become saved, to get into the kingdom of heaven. All right?
Amen.
So you might as well learn that, because I'm not like the Vatican or the world government or the media. I'm telling you the truth. All right?
Amen.
Now you have to take your pick. Either believe what the Lord says or what the Antichrist is saying. And whoever you choose that you're going to believe is the one that you're going to spend eternity with. And let me tell you that this world government, its cult in Rome, and the media are going to spend eternity in hell in the lake of fire if they don't repent. And you will with them. Okay, then what?
The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord.
They did evil. In other words, they became walking after the soul, after the flesh. Amen?
Amen.
After this devil. Then what?
And forgot the Lord their God.
And they forgot the word of God. The Word of God is God. Amen?
Amen.
Christ is the Word of God. So they forget God. Oh, you don't want to forget the Word of God. You want to keep that before your face every day, all day long. Amen?
Amen?
Put it on your doorpost. Put it on your mantle. Put it all over your house, the Word of God. Tie it onto your forehead. Put it around your arms. Amen?
Amen?
The frontlets. Then what?
And served Balaam in the grove.
Balaam in the grove. Okay, well, Balaam is like a bunch of sex maniacs. You know, like Clinton. Okay, and some of these perverts today, like these Catholic priests.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're honoring Balaam. Homosexuals. And they're honoring homosexuals. P.J. Proby, a friend of mine who is, in my estimation, one of the very best pop singers that ever lived, because he's against homosexuality. I mean, the radio stations and the TV stations have canceled him. Cancel him right out, okay? Then what else?
Therefore, the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel.
Oh, so it's hot. Now, God can do something about people that forget him, can't he?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what he does.
And he sold them into the hand of Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia. And the children of Israel served Cushan-Rishathaim 8 years.
Okay, you know what Ur is? Ur of the Chaldees? You know what that is? Huh? Anybody? Yeah, see the lips move, but nothing's coming out. Ur is where Abraham is from, okay? Ur of the Chaldees, that's Abraham. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, and so right here, and that's in Mesopotamia, all right? All right, so I just want you to understand where we're at. Okay, then what?
And when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised up a deliverer.
Okay, so if they, all of a sudden they begin reading the Word of God, they realize that God is the only one that can deliver, and so they cry out to God, and when you come back to God, he sends a deliverer. They don't want to walk by their soul anymore because the enemies vex them so much. Okay? Just like in Egypt where they were killing the firstborn. How would you like it if you had a little baby boy and all of a sudden they made you slaughter it? No. They cried out to God and then God sent a deliverer. He sent Moses and Aaron over there. Amen?
Amen.
And said, "Let my people go." Okay, and it's happening again right here in the book of Judges. Then what?
And when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised up a deliverer to the children of Israel, who delivered them, even Othniel the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother.
Caleb was only one of the only ones that went into the... He and Joshua were the two old-timers that got to go into the... Canaan land, the land of milk and honey, because they believed God all the way. Amen?
Amen.
All right, now then, there is no separation. God's not going to let you walk by the soul and just get by with it. He's going to send some trouble your way. Maybe sickness, cancer, you're not able to take your pick. It'll be something that you most dread. It'll be cancer, leukemia, something bad, or an automobile accident that'll wipe your face out if you think you're such a beauty queen, or rack your body up so that you can't move for the rest of your life. He's going to nail you, and so it's so much better to sidestep all this and do what the Lord says. Don't walk according to what you lust for or what you want. There's a girlfriend that I had when I was in the fifth grade, and I left the Navy, and I found out that she was running around with a bunch of hellions, and in Billings they were driving quickly down this hairpin road up on the Rim Rocks, and it was high. That's where the airport is in Billings. And that car went off and killed everybody in the car except my girlfriend. And she was a beauty. She was the prettiest girl in school. And she won't allow anybody to see her since. And she was about 17 years old then. And now she's about close to 73 years old. And she just hides herself because her face must have got wiped out and her body. And she, I don't know whatever happened to her, but I know as though we found out where she lived because I wanted to get the gospel to her before she dies, and she wouldn't allow the brothers to come to the door or the sisters to deliver, to receive the this literature of mine. And so I sent it to her, and hopefully she reads it and gets saved. So many millions are getting saved from the literature. Okay, so you can see right there that we're going to read many other instances. Read a little bit more here in Judges. You'll hear it's one instance after the other where these Jews, they got saved and, oh, they'd serve the Lord with the Spirit then. They'd read His Word and they'd try to unite with Him and please God. Then what?
And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he judged Israel and went out to war. And the Lord delivered Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand. And his hand prevailed against Cushan-Rishathaim. And the land had rest 40 years.
40 years they were delivered from these evil people because they were following the Lord. Now, people in this church and every other church should listen to that. If you want peace, you're still going to get persecution. It doesn't make any difference. Even our Lord was persecuted and nailed to the cross. Even Peter was. And the Apostle Paul had his head cut off. But you follow the Lord, and no matter what happens to you, if you get killed, you still go into heaven. Amen?
Amen.
So it doesn't make any difference. Okay, and so... so the separation, there is no separation once you've died out. Your soulish life dies out to sin. Therefore, people should maintain the spirit and not go back into the soul type life. And they must really maintain it daily. Take up the cross daily, deny thyself daily, and follow me. The attitude of Romans 6:11, we just went over that, considering themselves exactly what our high priest Jesus undertakes to do in this. If we truly commit ourselves to the cross, in other words, we deny ourselves and we follow God, then, of course, there's going to be trouble rise up, but God's going to be on our side and deliver us. Our high priest Jesus shall not fail to execute his ministry separating our spirit and soul. We need not worry about his part. We don't worry about Jesus defending you and letting you into the kingdom of heaven. If you should be killed or died, and you say, you're going to die anyway. Say, you know, you're going to die. Doesn't make any difference. So, I mean, it's better to die, much better to die in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
In the Spirit. Because we're all going to die. My time is up. This is the time. Now, this is a chance for you to have eternal life right here. Now, you know, you come closer to your radio and listen deeply. Let the words sink deep into your soul, into your heart. Now, everybody's got problems, especially in this world today, and everybody's scared out of their wits, but you won't be scared out of your wits once you know the Lord is walking in you and with you. Amen?
Amen.
So the way to have that done, to begin that, and remember, you've got to continue on in it, But the way to get the Lord in you is to say this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy former sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because it says it in the Bible. It is your word. You, Jesus, are the word of God. You said, all that call upon your name shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Sharon, produce a praise and thank the Lord. And if you're in a car, raise your hands, park or something, because you can't do that while you're driving. Now, Sharon, tell them four different ways to receive a copy of this program, number 442.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Lama saying, tune in tomorrow for another powerful, Holy Spirit-filled message from God Almighty himself. And right now, here is the late J.D. Sumner with the Stamps Quartet to sing for you, Just Thinking Out Loud.
Folks, it's gluttony or maybe even pride. Some run down a friend until his influence has died. To others, it's position or what my daddy has been. And to some, it's their money to spend with no end. To some, it's their car or a home they possess. Or maybe it's diamonds or our wealth. They can nurse. All of this in the Bible, we're told, will only bring vanity and cost us our soul. None of these things represent God's love. None will enhance the things of above. Do unto others as you would have them do. These kind of folks today are very few. If you see your brother failing, don't look at him in doubt. Just tell it to the Lord and let him work it out. If you see a friend or a neighbor in need, go to his rescue. This is called a good deed. Why, if you even see a man who's drunken with wine, it's easy to say that he's lower than swine. Don't curse a man until you've stood in his shoes. Think of his soul. That's what he can lose. Why not stop and give him a hand? Take a moment and tell him God's plan. The love of God is shown only one way, and that's by you, my friend. What have you done today? Do you know of a widow who's got children to feed? Did you call today to see what they need? Are you afraid it might cost you a dime or maybe keep you from being on time? Do you know a neighbor that's sick and in bed? Did you go by and pray? Or he could even be dead. As an old proverb, if we ever succeed, it'd be by helping our brother, our friend, who's in need. But I hope you don't think I'm pointing a finger at you. I'm just merely thinking out loud to see what I can do.
If I can help somebody as I pass along,
then my living shall not be in vain.